And I want to begin by you turn to the book of Galatians, and we're going to start in the chapter 5, and we're going to go to verse 1. And when you're there, say amen, so I know I can begin to read.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 5, 1 says, stand fast, therefore, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 5, 1. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Amen. This is the word from the Lord. Father God, I just thank you for this word. Father, I step back and Holy Spirit, just take over. I decrease, Lord, so you can increase through me in word and in deed. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And I want to read to you Galatians 5:1 from the Passion Translation. Look at what it says. It says, let me be clear. This is Paul speaking to the Galatians, okay? Let me be clear. The Anointed One has set us free, not partially, but completely and wonderfully free. We must always cherish this truth and stubbornly refuse to go back into the bondage of our past. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's so much in this just one verse. There is so much to say in these words right now. Amen? Because this freedom, liberty, is one of the most precious gifts of mankind that we can experience. And today in the United States, we experience freedom. When you go to other parts of the world, there is no freedom. We have freedom to exercise our faith in Christ. Other parts of the world, they get killed for even mentioning the name of Christ. Amen? But the freedom we have in Christ is far greater than political or social freedom, because it's the spiritual freedom that we have in Him. Remember, when you accepted the Lord, hallelujah, you were living in your sinful nature, amen? But when the Lord touched you, when you sealed with His Spirit of promise, amen, you became a spiritual being, one with Christ. You see, Christ wasn't crucified alone. We were crucified with Christ, and those that accept Him are not now can walk in perfect freedom. So Paul is writing to the Galatian church, reminding them to stand fast and not allow themselves to return back to their old ways, to return back to that yoke of bondage, to return back to that law that they could never fulfill.
Amen.
In their lifetime. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. So there is a sense of liberty. The source of our liberty is found in Christ alone. We are one with Christ, church. Hallelujah. It doesn't get better than that. We are one with Christ. And the liberty which by Christ He's given us and He's made us free is our freedom, which is not self-made like so many people want to be self-made. They want to do it their own way. They want to say, well, I did this. I accomplished this. And because of me, I received this. No, our freedom is not self-made. It comes only through Jesus Christ. Amen. He fully paid the debt for you at the cross. He fully paid and died at the cross, and through His death and resurrection, Christ has set us free. Amen? And Amen. He set us free from the bondage of sin. Amen? And that bondage of sin had kept us away from God. We didn't even want to hear about God because we were walking in a bondage of sin. Amen. And there's the difference between being freed and being free. Amen. And I want to talk to you about that. Amen. But here, you know, when we go back to this verse, it says, stand fast, therefore. So when it uses the word therefore, that means there was something else that Paul was speaking to them about, right? So in a few verses before, he's talking about the slave woman, Hagar, and the freed woman, Sarah. Amen. Remember that Ishmael was born from Hagar, but Ishmael, right, was born because Abraham, well, really Sarah made Abraham sleep with Hagar, and there she conceived Ishmael. But that was done, it was done through them. It was a self-made decision that they made, amen?
Yes.
Where with Sarah, amen? Sarah, the Lord told him that the promised child will come through Abraham and Sarah couldn't believe it. Amen. Would not believe Christ. I mean, God for that. Amen. So that's why she sent her husband to sleep with Hagar, with the slave woman. Amen. But the Lord said, no. I made you a promise and I will fulfill that promise, but it's not going to be through Hagar, and it's not going to be through Ishmael. So at the right appointed time, Sarah, who could not have kids, amen, because she was barren, supernaturally gave birth, and Isaac was born, and he was the promised child, amen. So we see here that Ishmael was born from a slave woman. He was made, kind of self-made, right? Where Isaac was born supernaturally because he was born from the promise of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's a difference between being freed and being free. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like the President Lincoln, if you remember back in Emancipation Proclamation that freed the American slaves. Amen. In the 1860s, many slaves, even when they were free, they continued to serve their masters in slavery, right? Because the truth was hidden from them.
Right.
And in some cases, the slaves were even afraid that they couldn't even make it on their own. So they remained slaves. And what God is saying to us today, that we Christians, we believers, we have been freed from sin. And that doesn't automatically mean that all Christians experience that freedom. Because unfortunately, through ignorance and deception, Satan comes in, and even though we've been saved, he continues to maintain some sort of mindset or hold on Christians, or he becomes a master over their minds. Because some Christians, even though they have accepted the Lord, they have not yet come to the realization that death and resurrection with Christ, hallelujah, afforded us the freedom that he now has given us, and we are freed because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the source. There's freedom in Christ alone. So through his death and resurrection, Christ set us free from the bondage of sin. Look at Romans. Let's turn to Romans, the book of Romans in chapter 6. You are free, church. We are free. We don't need to be subject to our past sins. Amen. Romans 6.
Romans
6. 6 and 7. Romans 6, 6 and 7. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, with Christ, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Listen, we were crucified with Christ. Sin no longer has dominion over us. We have been set free. God has forgiven us for past and present sins. Hallelujah. And future sins. Hallelujah. We are free. And who the Son sets free, we know is free indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. So Christ has set us free from the bondage of sin, and he's also set us free from the curse of the law. To set free or be released by a payment, that's what it means to be set free. Hallelujah. From the curse of the law. It was the Lord Jesus who set us free. Look at Galatians 3:13. Let's go to the book of Galatians. Amen. In chapter 3, verse 13, look at what it says. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. You see, Christ became the curse for us. Christ's death fully paid our debt. Amen. And we are now free from the law to be in union with one another, especially with the Lord Jesus Christ. We can literally have communion. We have intimacy with the Lord Jesus now because now we have been set free. We live in the light. And we are the light. Amen. Listen, what the law was to the Jew, they thought it was eternal life. Jesus is to the believer. Remember that the Jews, all they did was follow the law. Did they do it perfectly? Oh, no way. They thought they did. They had this high mindset that they were the best one. They followed the law to the T. Amen. But Jesus came to set captives free. Jesus knew that no one can fulfill the laws of man. No one.
No one.
And Jesus became the perfect sacrifice. He was sinless. Amen. And he fulfilled every single law that there was in that book, in the Bible, in scripture, in the Torah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came and he replaced the law by becoming the full manifestation, church, of the will of God the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. You know, it says here, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. He became the curse for us. He fully paid everything for us, church. Fully.
Yes. Amen.
And Christ not only set us free from the bondage of sin, the curse of the law, but he also set us free from the fear of condemnation.
Amen.
My goodness, my God. Amen. And still till this day, there's still Christians that walk in condemnation. But the reality is, condemnation does not come from the Lord. We have been set free from that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at, let's go to the book of Romans again. And let's go to chapter 8. Thank you, Lord. And let's go to verse 1. Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Now that we are in Christ Jesus, we no longer need to walk under the flesh. We are spiritual beings. We are Christ-like. We were made in the image of Christ. Amen. But now we are called to walk according to the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, because Christians are in Christ. We are now in Christ. It is through Christ and he is in us. It is through him that we can and should walk after Christ. Don't we walk after Christ? Don't we walk by faith now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hallelujah. So it is really, let me tell you something. The sad thing is that it is possible for a person who is in Christ, listen to me, it is possible for a person who is in Christ to walk after the flesh.
That's true.
It's possible. Amen. But can I tell you that you have dominion over your carnal mind. You have dominion over the flesh. You can say no to the flesh. Mm-hmm. And a true Christian, a true believer of Christ, a true disciple of Christ cannot be in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't be walking in the flesh. A true believer walks in the Spirit. Yes. Walks in Christ. Amen. Romans, stay there. Romans 8:9. Look at what 8:9 says. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, does the Spirit of God dwell in you, church?
Amen. Yes, amen.
Yes, it does. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
Uh-huh. Hey. Hello? Amen. That's right. Praise God.
It's very clear in Scripture. We have Christ. We have accepted the Lord. We believe that he was born of a Virgin Mary. We believe in his life. We believed in his ministry. We read scriptures about him being crucified, but we also read scripture about how many people saw the resurrected Christ.
Yes.
And our faith and belief is through Christ, and we believe by faith that these things took place. Amen. So if we already accepted the Lord, now we are in Christ Jesus, and we should be walking by the Spirit, in Amen. The Spirit of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And this is not just a temporary release that the Lord had given us. No, it is an internal, eternal freedom that is now rooted in his finished work, in Christ's finished work. It is done.
Amen.
It is done. It is complete. Amen. You are completing Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You are his son and daughter. You have been, it is done. It is completely done. You are a spiritual being. Yes, living in a human body, but now you have the power to say no to sin.
Amen.
You have dominion over your flesh.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Let me give you an illustration. Imagine a prisoner who's been set free, right? But chooses to return to the cell voluntarily. Mm. Amen? And this is what believers do when they return from their all legalistic ways to sinful ways. Or simple ways. Amen? When they go back. We Christians, now spiritual beings, we voluntarily, sometimes, mm-hmm. not all the time, but sometimes, we voluntarily go back to our old habits. In our old sinful ways. And what the Word of God is saying, no, you need to stand. Paul is saying, you need to stand fast. Stand fast in the liberty that Christ has given you already. Stand fast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, has made you free, has made me free. We can stand firm. And this is what Paul is calling us. Paul is calling us to stand firm. And firm, and the term to stand fast, to stand fast in Christ, is a term in the Greek word is steko, which means to stand firm, to persevere, to hold one's ground. Amen. In other words, to believe, to hold, to believe the word, to believe what God is saying, to persevere in the word of God. Persevere in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And hold
Amen.
Yourself, hold yourself steady. Hold yourself firm on the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like there's so many countries that persevere to maintain their freedom and protect their rights. Well, we as Christians, we need to persevere our freedom and protect our rights, especially from Satan, who's constantly
Amen.
Bombarding us with lies. With lies. He wants to
uh-huh.
steal our joy. He wants to steal the truth of God from us.
Amen.
He's constantly coming against you. He is your adversary. because mm-hmm. he doesn't want you to stand firm in the liberty that you already have. He wants to deceive you, just like he deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden. You shall surely not die. What a lie from the pit of hell. Amen? Yeah. And she believed it. But no, this is what Paul is saying. No, you need to stand fast. Stand fast. Stand on the word. Stand on your belief. Walk by faith. Amen? And he reveals to the Galatian church, and just like the Lord is revealing to us, that our freedom in Christ doesn't function automatically because we have a part in it. We have to play a part. We need to choose whether we're going to walk in the flesh or we're going to walk in the spirit with Christ.
Yes, amen.
And the devil's always, is always seeking whom he may devour. He's always seeking who I can tempt so they can fall. Always seeking, but Paul is saying, no, stand fast. Stand firm. Amen? Because the Lord, the anointed one, has set you free already. And remain rooted. Remain rooted in the truth of the gospel. Remain rooted in the word of God. Look at what the gospel of John in chapter 8, right? Let's go to verse chapter 8, verse 31, the gospel of John. And this is the Lord speaking. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. So the Lord is saying, you know, if you remain in my word, amen, and you hear the good things that are coming from my word, and you turn a deaf ear to the ungodly things, then the truth of my word will set you free, because you are my disciples.
Amen.
And the reality is, church, we cannot meditate on what we don't know. But what we do know is the word of God. And what we can meditate on is the word of God. So we, as believers and Christians, we have to constantly study the word of God and then meditate on what we've learned from God's word day and night. Because the word of God will give you the spiritual and the physical life that you and I need to walk on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
And God's word will let me tell you something, God's word will physically produce health in us. Because the truth of the word of God will set you free. The truth of the word of God, hallelujah, will make you free and will make you free from the bondage and from symptoms that you may be partaking in right now because you decided to walk in the flesh and not in the spirit. So we need to meditate on the word of God. Because it is life to our bodies. It is life to our mind. It is life to our spirit. Amen? Look at what Proverbs says here in Proverbs 4:10. Look at what it says. I wasn't going to turn to Proverbs, but I'm turning now. Amen? Proverbs 4:10. Hallelujah. Are you learning something today? Amen? Hallelujah. Is this word speaking to you? Proverbs 4:10. Here it says, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. Amen. Hallelujah. The word, this is the word of God. He says, the word of God is saying, if you heed to my words, if you study my word, if you meditate on my word, I will extend your days of life. Amen. It's very clear. Hallelujah. So we need to be walking daily in the spirit. Walking in the spirit will result in not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, we have to turn on the light every day. and drive out darkness. We have to do it. We got to choose. Are we going to walk in the light, in the spirit, or are we going to walk in darkness, in the lust of the flesh? We decide. Amen. God already did it for you. We got to choose. We decide. Look at Galatians 5:16, right? Let's go back to the book of Galatians 5:16. Paul's still speaking, and he says, I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? Yeah. Walk in the spirit, so you don't fall, and you won't be deceived.
Flesh.
By the lust, by the temptation, the carnal temptations. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We gotta stand fast, and there are practical ways that we can stand fast and be grounded in Christ. We gotta stay in the Word for one, right? We gotta stay in the Word of God. I mean, that's our number one. This is life to our mind, to our body, to our spirit. The Word of God nourishes each and every one of us. We need to remain prayerful and be vigilant. Because let me tell you, the enemy is out there going back and forth, seeing who may he devour. The enemy wants to deceive you, wants Amen. To trip you. The minute yeah. you close, the minute you leave this platform today, after the service is closed, the enemy's going to try to steal the word and the message and the sermon that God just gave you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So there are practical ways that Paul is saying, you know, you need to stand fast. You got to stay in my word. You got to be prayerful. You got to be vigilant. We got to fellowship with other believers. Hello, we got to fellowship with other like-minded believers. Because in the multitude of counsel, there is wisdom. And there is godly wisdom. Because we got to remain in fellowship with believers. This is why we're getting together. The ladies are getting together in August. Because we have to stand fast in the word. And we got to fellowship with one another. Among other like-minded believers. Do we believe the same? Yes, we do. We believe in God. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Another practical Amen. Way you can stand fast, you got to guard your mind against the lies of the enemy. My goodness, Satan wants to lie to you and wants you to believe his lies. Amen. And let me tell you, the battlefield is in the mind. It really is. Because not only do you have the enemy coming against you, you also have your fleshly mind coming against you. And this is why the word says we need to renew our minds. Through the word of God. You cannot renew your mind if you're not in the word. This is why it's so important for you to stay in the word. Stay in the word. It doesn't mean you got to read, you know, 3 or 4 chapters a day. It doesn't even mean that you have to read for half an hour. It just means take one verse, meditate on it all day long. That means it'll probably take you 30 seconds. It'll take me 30 seconds just to read Galatians 5:1. But if I meditate on that one verse all day, I am studying the word of God, and I am staying in the word of God. And this is what it means when we're talking about quality versus quantity. God is not interested in how long you pray. If it's not fruitful, it's not going to be of any profit to you. It's not going to be of any good to you. But if you spend 30 seconds on one verse and you meditate on it throughout the day, it's gonna do something to you.
Quality. Amen.
It's gonna do something to you. Amen. Your mind is gonna begin to renew itself. Not only are you meditating on the word, but now as we read 5:1, right? Now we can see ourselves. I'm going back. I'm not going back to my old habits. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're gonna get to that now. Amen. Because that's a warning that Paul is giving us here. The warning against returning to bondage. Because what happens is, if you don't stand fast and if you don't remain grounded, Amen. If you don't apply the word of God, what's going to happen? You're going to fall back to your old habits. You're going to go back and walk in the flesh. And that's not what a Christian should be walking in. We need to be walking according to the Spirit in Christ Jesus. That's why Paul is saying here in 5:1, do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Because why did he say that? Because the Galatians, that church at the time, were tempted to go back under the law as a means of justification. Amen. Remember, remember the time when the Gentiles came and they received the Lord, and now the Jews wanted them to be circumcised to follow their rituals and follow their laws. And Paul is saying, no. Hello, we're not under the law. Christ came already. He fulfilled the law. He did away from it. Hello, we're not under the law. We're under grace now. We're under the power of love. Christ came, and he did away with all that crazy laws that were out there. No, Gentiles came in, and because they believed the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, they believed in the Lord, they believed in the gospel, they were sealed with the promise of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So here, you know, people were being tempted to go back to their old ways. And Paul was like, no, don't go back.
Yeah.
And the reality is today we're facing the same situations. We face them every day. We come against them. Amen. We face legalism. We're facing sinful habits. We're facing fear and guilt. Amen. In legalism, we're trying to earn God's favor through words. I mean, through works. Amen. We don't have to do anything to earn what the Lord Jesus did on the cross. All we had to do is believe and accept it. That's it.
Amen.
We didn't have to perform. We didn't have to be perfect. I didn't have to be perfect to serve as a pastor. You didn't have to be perfect to serve as a member of the church. It's not about titles. It's about what's in your heart. What is it that you believe? Because if you believe the Lord Jesus literally paid the price on the cross, then you've been set free. You don't need to earn God's favor. It's already done. He already gifted you. He gifted you with redemption. You're brand new in him. Amen. So and we're still facing sinful habits, right? Hello, amen. They tried to come back. These habits that we had in the past, they tried to come back. And you know, returning to sin, the ones we were already freed from. Why go back when we were already freed from those sinful habits? We've been freed. Don't allow the enemy to tell you otherwise. Oh, you think you were free from that? No, you weren't. Look at you. And then he reminds you of your past. And when he does that, you got to remind him of his future. Hello, you're in the pit of hell, as far as I know. You're under my feet, as far as I know. You were defeated, as far as I know. You have no victory, and you have no power over my mind. You are victorless. Amen?
Amen.
Satan has no authority over you. He lost the authority when Christ defeated him at the cross. When Christ died, Christ regained the authority that Adam gave Satan in the Garden of Eden. So the enemy's defeated, church. He's under our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the word here, entangled, it really means a snare. And you know, we know that the enemy comes to snare us, to deceive us, so we can fall back into our old ways. And that bondage, the bondage that had snared the Galatians, was the law's demands in which they were trying to find God's favor or even acceptance through performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer there. In Christ we win. In Christ there's freedom. In Christ there's favor. In Christ there's grace. In Christ there's mercy. In Christ there's compassion. Amen. God already paid the ultimate price for our liberty. Freedom from self-justification through the law was purchased by Christ Jesus upon the cross. And we cannot allow anything or anyone bring us back into bondage ever again. Ever again. Not Satan, not our minds, not any person. No, we got to walk in Christ. Walk in the freedom that Christ has given us. Amen. Because the yoke of bondage is heavy, church. And it's restrictive. And it's draining. And you fall back into that yoke, you're going to feel it. Amen. But remember that the Lord says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Because in Christ Jesus, we win. Amen. Yes. We are more than overcomers. We can say no to sin. We can say even no to temptation. And temptation is not sin. It's going through temptation and committed sin that is sin. Amen. So just being tempted is not sin, but going through that temptation becomes sin. And we got to stay away from that. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul here is emphasizing the freedom in Christ, which is not permission to live carelessly. So a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm free in Christ. I can do whatever I want because I'm already saved. And you know what? Yes, you're already saved. Amen. Hallelujah. But there are consequences for you to walk, to continue to walk in the flesh, and for you to continue to walk in that yoke of bondage. There's consequences. And we don't want to fall into those consequences. You know, God has not given you a license to sin. Amen. Right. He's giving you liberty, freedom. And liberty is not a license. There is a cost for freedom. Amen. As we know, we're going to be celebrating July 4th, Independence Day. Amen. There is a cost. We still have military men and women, amen, sacrificing their lives daily for our freedom in the United States of America.
Amen.
There is a cost. There's a price. And Jesus paid the price for us so that we can walk in freedom today. And this is the truth. True liberty or true freedom empowers you to live righteously. Amen. To live righteously in Christ Jesus. You are free to love and serve. Amen. Galatians 5:13, I think we went there before. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Amen. Mm-hmm. So you have been called to serve one another. Because now you can walk in the freedom to love and serve. You can walk in the freedom to forgive. Amen. If Christ forgave you, you can surely forgive others.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing yourself a favor when you hold bitterness, anger against somebody inside of you. You actually, I was talking to somebody just this week, and we were talking about, you know what? People don't realize that the longer they hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness, the more symptoms will appear in their body.
Wow. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Because that is the truth. You know that I was, and I'll bring this up now, but there are five ways to receive healing from the Lord. And one of the ways, amen, is forgiving people and not holding on to that bitterness. Amen. Because let me tell you something, you are carrying a big weight. You are carrying a burden within you, and you are causing your body, amen, to react to different things that are going through your mind, and your body will begin to generate symptoms, sickly symptoms. And one area of your body will affect another area. So the best thing for you to do is to forgive, and forgive quickly.
That's right.
In the same way that the Lord forgave you. You know, the Word of God says, in the same measure, right, that I forgave you, forgive.
Amen.
Forgive and forgive quickly, because people don't realize that you are free. You are free to forgive. And the longer you hold on to that, the more symptoms will develop. There was a study, and I don't have the numbers, but I read it somewhere. There was a study that said that people that intentionally forgave versus the one that didn't forgive, their body began to heal itself. There was a study, and I'll find it. Amen? But I read that somewhere, and that's very interesting, and I can see that. I can see that. You imagine holding on to anger and bitterness because of something unjustly that somebody did to you. Amen. No, you gotta, you know, as angry as you are, you gotta release it. Let them go. Release them to God. Forgive them. Bless them. Amen. So that you can walk in the Spirit of God. Because, you know, when you don't forgive, you're not walking in the Spirit. When you hold on to unforgiveness, you're not walking in the Spirit.
Nope.
You're walking in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And if you think you're walking in the Spirit by holding on to bitterness and unforgiveness, you're deceiving yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But again, amen. True liberty empower us to live righteously and to and become free to walk in holiness. To walk in holiness. The word of God says, be holy for I am holy. Can you walk in holiness? Yes, you can through Christ Jesus. You can't do it on your own, but through Christ Jesus, yes, you can. If God called you to walk in holiness, yes, you can do it because you've been cleansed, you've been purified, you've been sanctified, you've been consecrated. God set you apart already. You are one of His. Amen. Amen. When God the Father looks at you, He's literally looking at His Son Jesus. Because you were made in His image and likeness. Amen. And you're also free to worship God without fear. You know, there's a lot of countries out there. China and other countries out there on the other side of the world that they are afraid to worship God because of being caught. Amen. And being martyred. Amen. But here in the United States, we are free to worship God in spirit and in truth and without fear. Amen. Mm-hmm. This is the liberty that God has given us. Amen. That we can freely love, freely serve, and freely walk in holiness and worship the Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And when we talk about freedom, we're not talking about restrictions. We're not talking about control or no, we're talking about you're free to believe, you're free to act, you're free to, you know, you have the power to make choices. That's the freedom that the Lord has given you. God doesn't force Himself on you. He doesn't force Himself on me. No, you are free to choose to do, amen, what you want to do. The godly thing to do is to seek the Lord, amen, and before you make a decision that is going to be, that's going to really make a difference in your life, seek the Lord first.
Amen.
Choose to seek the Lord. Choose to talk to God. Choose to speak in tongues, amen, and get answers from God Himself.
Yeah.
We're free to do that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So here we have the Galatians were a little bit out of control here. Amen. And Paul was trying to bring correction and say, hey, listen, stand fast, man, because the Lord has given you a freedom that no man can give. No man can give. Hallelujah. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. And He made it clear that this liberty is not freedom to sin, but freedom from sin. It's not freedom to sin, but freedom from sin. Amen. And if we use our freedom in Christ Church to indulge our sinful passions or maybe our sinful old habits, we're going to pay the price for it.
Amen.
There's going to be consequences, and that's the reality. Amen. So here Paul is trying to warn you. Amen. Hey, listen, you got freedom in Christ. Walk in it. Walk in it. Amen. Christ has made us free already. Walk in that freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And another thing that I just wanted to add this, but don't say what you have, but say what you want. Amen. A lot of times we're constantly confessing what we have, the symptoms we have, the things we can't do. No, begin to declare and proclaim the things that you want, that you want to do. You know, in God, all things are possible. Amen. Yes. You have the freedom, hallelujah, to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It is in Him that we can do these things. But don't speak out your symptoms. Don't speak out the things you can't do, because the Word of God says that in Him you can do it.
Amen.
It is through Christ Jesus. So, again, Christ has made us free. He's given us His Word. We got to say what God says. What is God saying about you? Does God say you are healed? Yes, He does in His Word. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Does God say you're loved? Yes, in His Word. God says you are loved, and God has loved you with an everlasting love. Amen. You got to say what God has. God redeemed you? Yes, He's redeemed you. Amen. From the yoke of bondage, from sin, from unforgiveness, He's done it all. He's done it all for you. Amen. So begin to speak out what you want and what the Word says. Amen. Christ has, and in closing, Christ has made us free, church. But freedom requires vigilance. Amen. We gotta stay vigilant to what we're doing, what we're choosing to do, how we're walking. And I want to remind you that Christ paid a big price for our liberty, for our freedom.
Yes.
Amen. So we need to stand firm in His truth and resist returning back to your old habits, returning back to the yoke of bondage, and use the liberty that God has given you to glorify God, to give glory to God, and to serve others, because that's where it's at, church. We're here to glorify God and to serve others and to love others. Amen.
Amen.
And let us not forget that who the Son sets free
is free indeed.
Is free indeed. Amen. You got to believe it. He is free indeed. Hallelujah. Christ did it. Christ paid the price. It is paid in full. It's been complete. And it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me close in prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for this message. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus today, Lord God. And Father God, we ask that you help us stand firm, that you help us stand fast, that we don't give up, Lord God, but that we come and resist every attempt to pull us back from you, God, to pull us back into bondage, Lord God, that we stand and that we resist. Like your word says, resist the devil and he will flee. So we need to resist, Lord. So, Father God, we ask that you help us resist every temptation and every attempt that this flesh wants us to pull us back into bondage, Lord God, so that we can live daily, Lord God, daily in the freedom and in the power of your grace and might, Lord. We thank you, God, for this message, for this sermon, Lord God. And Father God, I pray that we will continue to meditate on your verses, Father God, that you've given us today, Lord God, to study, Father God, to study every day, Lord God, so that we can renew our minds and stand fast, hallelujah, when our flesh begins, hallelujah, to go against the knowledge of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Recording stopped.